across the UK, online, on DAB and on your smart speaker. Alistair Stewart on Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is 3:34 and a half. You're listening to Alistair Stewart here on Talk Radio. I always like to put my cards on the table if I'm talking to someone who's a personal friend or is involved in something that I'm personally involved in, and that applies both barrels of it to our next story. This weekend is the 25th anniversary of the death of a brilliant young reporter whose name was John Scofield. I worked with him at ITV's London news operation, and he went on to be a BBC trainee and was rising to the absolute dizzying heights. And he was covering the war in Croatia, a particularly ghastly terror war, big armies as well. And he was shot and died. And it is the 25th anniversary of that loss. And joining me on the line now is Susie Scofield, John's widow, but also the founder of the John Scofield Trust. Susie, it's good of you to do this. I wanted to do it, and Talk Radio kindly agreed, because the main thing I want to talk about is actually the trust and the challenge that it faces on bringing on the next generation of journalists. But 25 years on, is it still raw?
Well, it's funny you should ask, and I thought, no, I'm used to this John-shaped hole in my life. I've been living with it for so long. I've got so many security harnesses around me not to fall into that chasm. But actually, because of the campaign we're running this weekend, inviting people to share their memories of John online, I found it all coming back. So I've been using a lot of John's old handkerchiefs, I have to admit, these last few, last 24 hours, because he was just such, well, as you know, he was just such a wonderful, funny man. Mm. And I was just incredibly lucky to have him, and incredibly unlucky that he was killed in such a senseless death.
My daughter's first boyfriend was a lovely guy. He died with a brain tumour when he was only 13, 14. I was thinking about this last night when I knew that we were going to be talking, and they shared something, and it's that they were both golden boys, and it is curious that John was not only a really good journalist, he was an incredibly handsome young man. He was the kind of guy who would have stepped out of the pages of a book about journalism.
Yes, I think so. And he also had such a strong moral compass, which is something you pointed out in your memories of John. You know, he cared very deeply about the stories that he covered. There were sometimes interviewees would share information and he'd sort of cringe and go, oh, no, please don't share that information. But they would be absolutely emphatic, and he would always struggle making sure that he would tell the story to the best of his ability to, you know, shine a light on sort of unfortunate untruths. But you're right, he was a golden boy. And it's very easy to deify the dead who died young. But John really was, you know, erudite, handsome, intelligent, very funny, and just great to be around. I was very lucky to be married to him.
The other thing, and then we'll move on specifically to what the Trust does, but the other thing that struck me looking at social media last night, which always speaks volumes to really good people, and that is that I said my little bit, and I'm former ITV. Another author of the most compelling piece was Jonathan Munro, who's the head of news gathering at the BBC.
Yeah.
Christina Nicolotti Squires, who's at Running Sky. Yeah. And Zainab Badawi, who I know is now BBC, but was Channel 4.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't do that just because they felt it was the right thing to do. They do it because it mattered.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that was the joy of John. He made friends wherever you threw him. And that's what I've been wanting to try and do with the Trust, is to bring everyone together. The only time you get the industry together is when you're all competing to get that scoop, to get that news story. But, you know, there is so much goodwill within the news industry to help each other out. And it's just been demonstrated in spades with the work that we set up with the John Scofield Trust.
At the heart of the Scofield Trust is training a next generation of journalists in precisely that morality and principle and integrity that he believed in and you spoke about earlier on. I'm going to ask you a really tough, brutal question. Is it getting more difficult to find the right mentors? Because there are many people out there who think our trade, my trade, John's trade, is declining and declining fast.
No, we're absolutely spoiled for choice. There are so many mentors who are absolute inspirations. And actually, we find sometimes we have to turn people down, particularly, you know, the big names within the industry, because they really don't have the time, but they really want to help. So we say, we'd really love to have you on board, but perhaps you could do a masterclass for us, or a Q&A, or host an event for us. I think that's what struck me about the industry, is that people are so willing to help each other out. For an industry that is so competitive, that is so cutthroat, you know, there's an awful lot of help there. And the people, the young people that we're wanting to help are those people who are, you don't see in front of the cameras, the disabled people, the people from ethnic minority groups, and socioeconomically disadvantaged people. We want to help them. And very often, they're not plugged into that sort of network. Mm. So part of what we do, as well as the training, is to introduce them to those networks, to forge those networks, so that they've got a springboard, so they can meet people at our events and say, aha, I met someone who worked in foreign reporting at Sky. I want to get into foreign reporting, and then to follow it up.
Yeah.
And also, it's offering inspirational role models, which, as you say, there's a lot of, at the moment, there's a lot of bad press about journalism. You know,
yeah, but then let me butt in on that. But so do you, Susie Scofield, as it were, on behalf of the Trust, is that unfair criticism, or do you think we do occasionally, whether it's things people might say on social media or whether it's spinning or forgetting that golden rule of impartiality, do you not think, as I do, that there's a case to answer?
I think there is in some areas of report of journalism, absolutely. The social gossip. I think journalists can be guilty of being too intrusive. I mean, just look at is it Caroline Flack?
Yes.
So yes, I think so. But I think that there is cause concern there. But I mean, you know, the vast majority of journalists that I come across, you know, they are grounded in ethics. They want to report. They want to hold the people to account, those people who are in power. So, yes, and also there's this groundswell, this perception of fake news not helped with what's going on across the pond. And I think we really need to, you know, as an industry, we need to up the game to really regain that trust from the public, because without us, without journalists, you'll just see the erosion of democracy, which is not what anyone wants.
And finally, 25 years on, it does remain a dangerous trade as well. Every year at the Royal Television Society annual awards, there's the Roll of Honour, your late husband and my friend. It gets longer every year. It's not only about telling the truth, it's taking care in seeking the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I couldn't agree more.
Good point to end on.
Yeah.
Susie, it will be a tough weekend, as I said to you last night, but our thoughts are with you. But most importantly, and you won't mind my saying it, the work of the Trust in maintaining those standards is a service to everybody who's been kind enough to find time to listen to our conversation. I wish you well, and I send you my love. That's Susie Scofield, the founder of the John Scofield Trust. Her husband died doing his job in Croatia 25 years ago this weekend, and his job was to tell you the truth and bring it to you untarnished, unspun, and straight down the line, which is how it was then and how it always should be. After the break, we'll be talking Pete, we'll be talking about climate change. And then we'll be leaving you with our fondest love and respect at 4 o'clock. But first, these messages and your travel news. Online, on DA.